For the Jews, their genealogy was really important, and they would learn it, and they would know it. It's very interesting when you come to look at the genealogy of Jesus in the New Testament. And Matthew's Gospel begins like this. This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac the father of Jacob. And it goes on. And Jesse, the father of David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. And it goes on. And Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. And Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Whose baby was this? Nikki, come read this rest of the chapter, or part of the rest of the chapter.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph. But before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right. But he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly. So he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this happened in order to make what the Lord had said through the prophet come true. A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary as the angel of the Lord had told him to do so. But he had no sexual relations with her before she gave birth to her son. And Joseph named him Jesus.
Please sit down. My mind just gets overwhelmed by the complexities of this story. Some of the horrors that that young couple would have faced as she is pregnant and then is telling this tale that is absolutely impossible, or so it seems in human terms. And she has her own dilemmas, but imagine the dilemmas of Joseph as well. And yet that genealogy in Matthew shows that the Bible sees Joseph as the father of Jesus in very real terms, too. And Joseph asked the question in that song, "How can I be father to the Son of God?" And there's this whole concept of adoption that actually, in a sense, Joseph adopted Jesus as his child. And then in the Christian story, we have the whole fact that we can be adopted by God and by Jesus and be a child of the King. And to add a further complexity, I want to ask the question that Mary asked. Is there some sense in which he needs me too? That actually our relationship with God is important to him, in the sense that actually, if it's not there, he really misses it. There's a loss. For some of you, there's probably a sense already of being God's children. That this Christmas story wasn't just about everybody else or a nice Christmas tale, but it's something that's become something very personal. But sometimes the sense of that wanes within us, and for some of us maybe it's something we've never quite grasped or understood. That Jesus came to earth for us, so that we could be adopted as his children, and that in a sense we can build that relationship with him. Who is this child? Emmanuel, God with us.